V-13. GCC Headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. No emergency response, William Godfrey reiterated, this time very firmly. Not until we see what they're here to do. President Slater, by now talking to Godfrey via phone while she sat in another of the GCC building's many secure offices with other key members of her administration, had been on the receiving end of equally firm calls and suggestions in the opposite direction during the last few minutes. That craft is barely 100 miles from mainland Florida, she told him, reiterating a point that had been made to her by military and security personnel who saw allowing the continued presence of a questionably motivated vessel so nearby as an intolerable risk. Don't start fights you can't win, Godfrey replied, more soberly. This was a phrase he considered often in his own mind, and one he had memorably used on Emma Ford during her days as an antagonist in his life's story, but never had it felt more pertinent than it did now. Slater hesitated, listening to the words of a key ally and relaying them. William, if a lion is slowly prowling towards you in the middle of the savannah, and all you have is a bow and arrow, do you use what you have, or do you do nothing and hope the lion wants to be your friend? How about you do nothing in the belief that it's really prowling towards the person next to you? The GCC's embattled chairman replied. Because if these lions are hungry, they didn't come to our table to get their fill. Let's not make any new enemies, shall we? I can imagine the kind of pressure the warhawks are putting on you right now, but this is the time to be strong. I'm not asking you to listen to me. I'm just begging you not to listen to them. Valerie, if you're going to listen to anyone right now, call Dan and listen to him. He'll be on my page here. In the nearby office where Slater had set up shop, a few supportive heads nodded around her. Some faces were less enthused, already resentful of how much Dan had been in Slater's ear recently when certain big decisions were needed. There was no obvious hint that the aliens would emerge from any of their spacecraft imminently, but there was likewise no let-up in the tension as the possibility remained that they very well might. Slater's allies all understood that Dan had recently prevented a catastrophic incident at the nearby Gravison Hotel, and they largely put her faith in his views down to a debt of gratitude she felt towards him. In reality, of course, she knew that he had ways of knowing things no one else could. Hoping beyond hope what the answer would be, she dialed Emma Ford's number and got ready to deliver to Dan what was sure to be the most important question he had ever been asked.